This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu escalating his pledge to invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah, declaring there is a date. Netanyahu has repeatedly said that Israel must send ground forces into Rafah, saying it is Hamas's last stronghold in Gaza. But the international community, including the U.S., opposes the operation, saying the roughly 1.4 million civilians seeking shelter there will be in danger. Israel has insisted it has planned to protect the civilians. In a video statement Monday, Netanyahu said that a Rafah operation is essential for victory. Meanwhile, White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby said on Monday that the U.S. position on a Rafah ground offensive has not changed.
We have consistently made clear that we don't support a major ground operation in Rafah. I would also add that we don't see any signs that such a major ground operation is imminent.
And then stunned Palestinians in Gaza's Khan Yunis are finding their home city unrecognizable as they filter in to salvage what they can from the vast destruction left by Israeli troops. The troops withdrew from Khan Yunis on Sunday after months of fighting and bombardment, with thousands of buildings destroyed or damaged. Families are trying to find their homes along streets bulldozed to dirt, surrounded by landscapes of rubble and debris that were once blocks of apartments and businesses. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign minister has accused the United States of giving Israel the green light for a strike on its consulate building in Syria that killed seven Iranian military officials that included two generals. And it was reiterated that Tehran's vows that it will respond to the attack widely blamed on Israel that appeared to signify an escalation of Israel's targeting of military officials from Iran, which supports militant groups fighting Israel and Gaza and along its border with Lebanon. The attack killed the General Mohammad Reza Zahedi, a senior military official in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's Quds Force, and worsened fears of the war spiraling into the rest of the Middle East. The Biden administration has insisted that it had no advanced knowledge of an airstrike. Ethnic guerrillas in Myanmar look to set and seize an important town on the Thai border from the military.
Guerrilla fighters from Myanmar's Karen ethnic minority are claiming to be close to seizing control of a major trading town bordering Thailand. Soldiers and civil servants loyal to the military government appear to be preparing to abandon their positions. A spokesperson and members of the Karen National Union say their occupation of Mayawadi appears imminent after the guerrillas seized or besieged army outposts on the town's outskirts. Mayawadi is Myanmar's most active trading post with Thailand, and its fall would be the latest in a series of shock defeats recently suffered by the army. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on another month of record heat globally.
You may have had some cold days last month, but for Earth as a whole, March was the hottest March on record. Data from the European Climate Agency, Copernicus, shows temperatures averaged 14.14 degrees Celsius worldwide, topping the previous record from 2016 by a tenth of a degree. Compared with the late 1800s, before the burning of fossil fuels began scaling up, it was warmer by 1.68 degrees. And March was the 10th month in a row to set a heat record. Climate scientists attribute most of that to human-caused climate change, from carbon dioxide and methane emissions produced by the burning of coal, oil, and natural gas. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Vatican has declared that gender-affirming surgeries and surrogacy are grave violations of human dignity. A new document from the Doctrine Office puts them on par with abortion and euthanasia as practices that violate God's plan to human life. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.